1 Corinthians 15:29 is a verse that some people have struggled with, because this is the one that the Mormons will try to twist this one to say that it's biblical to get baptized for dead people. Who's ever heard of that doctrine of the Mormons? Because we live in Mormon country, don't we, out here in Phoenix, where they get baptized for the dead. And if you ask the Mormon, where did you get that from the Bible? This is the verse they'll point to. This is the only verse they've got. And it says in 1 Corinthians 15:29, else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? Now, the first thing I want to point out here is that God's not saying here, hey, go get baptized for the dead. Is he telling us to do this? No. And is he saying here, hey, these people do it and they're right, it's good? No. He's rebuking false teachers, people that are not saved, people who deny the resurrection, and he's pointing out a contradiction in their own doctrine by saying, look, these people don't even believe in the resurrection, yet they're getting baptized for the dead. Why are they then baptized for the dead if the dead not rise not? That doesn't even make sense. So he's pointing out an inconsistency in a false religion. He's not telling you, this is what we do. Did he say, hey, we get baptized for the dead? You should get baptized for the dead. Let's all get baptized for the dead. That's not what it says. And we should never base our doctrine on only one verse, especially if it's a question. It's not even a statement. It's a question. Questions could be used to confirm what we believe from clear statements, but the bedrock of our doctrine shouldn't be a question. Okay.